The ads show an 11-year-old girl with a thought bubble that says, "Stores are full of tobacco. Why can't they be full of fruit?" Under Metro Transit's new advertising policy, that is too provocative.
Well, that doesn't meet our policy.
Another ad asks about sugary drinks versus milk.
Because we don't allow ads that express an opinion on matters of public debate.
Linda Tilkey of Metro Transit says Metro's new policy prohibits expressing views on anything that's subject to public debate. Drinking milk isn't debated, but
it was also talking about what store owners should stock in their stores. And I think that is an issue that there has been debate about, you know.
Metro changed its advertising policy in April. That was after a huge controversy last winter when pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli groups faced off over advertisements on the sides of buses. King County, which runs Metro, blocked both groups and eventually came up with its new policy for political and nonprofit messages. Ironically, this ad campaign is orchestrated by another branch of King County government, the Public Health Department. Spokesman James Appa says Public Health honors Metro's policy and has found plenty of other venues for its $800,000 Healthy Living campaign. He says the message is meant to be slightly provocative.
What we discussed was wanting to have a campaign that engaged people in changing the health of the community. So this is an action-oriented campaign.
The challenge for groups wanting to spread a message on buses is they have to submit a final version of their ad before Metro will look at it, which can be expensive and time-consuming if the answer ends up being no. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.